There are about 23,000 people that live here in Teton County, and around 13% of them are over the age of 65. But are they one of the most overlooked groups in our population? They're certainly part of our community, but how are their voices heard? What is it like to go through a winter when you have limited mobility? What is it like to be priced out of your own town? I thought I'd turn directly to some of the seniors here in our own community to answer some of these questions. Where better to find them than at the Senior Center of Jackson Hole? This is the golden hour, or maybe just 8 minutes or so, where I'm sitting down with some of our very own seniors here in Jackson Hole over at the Senior Center during lunch. What's the senior perspective like here in Teton County? Stay tuned to find out.
So this is just going to record so I can edit it. I'll edit everything later.
Right.
So Cheryl, where are you from and how long have you lived in Jackson?
I'm from Reading, Virginia. And the last 11 years before coming here, I lived in Richmond. But I had a three-bedroom condo and had a lot of steps. And I've had several strokes, big strokes, and a bunch of mini strokes. So I just couldn't do the steps anymore. So I said, if I'm going to move, it's only going to be one time. Because, you know, so my daughter lives here. So I moved here to be near her. She got elected. But, you know, moving is not easy at our age. I got here, and the next day I had a stroke, and they said, well, we're flying you out of here. So I was here one day. But once I got out of the hospital in Salt Lake, then, and I had to wait I waited like 11 months for a place across the street right near Homestead.
And how long have you been coming to the senior center?
Oh, since before that, because I'll come visit my daughter, and I'd come, you know. So probably 6 or 7 years, but I've lived here four and a half, five, you know.
And do you come to lunch most every day?
I come every day. I work the desk 2 days a week.
Okay.
And I set up 1 day a week.
Okay. Lunch is really good.
Yes, they are.
No, the food's really good.
He's wonderful. I told him he can't leave till I'm gone.
Who is the chef?
Yeah, Armando.
Armando.
Mm-hmm.
And what else do you do at the senior center? Do you do any of the exercise classes?
No, I can't do those because of my heart. But I do wee bowling, and I like that. And I can, you know, you're not a great big huge ball, you know, you're doing. So, and you don't have to walk around a lot either, you know, like a bowling alley.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I do that.
Is the Wii over in that room over there?
No, it's here, right here in the dining room. They have it this morning, and every Tuesday morning. They've got exercise classes for everyone, except I just can't do those, and because of health, you know.
Have you made many friends from the senior center?
Oh, yes. Jobs. Yeah. And especially working the desk, you meet everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them I know by name, you know, try to remember. And it's just a wonderful place here. Just, I don't know what I'd do without it.
And you mentioned to me before we sat down for this interview, but you were excited that someone wanted to talk
to
seniors. Yes,
to seniors.
Yeah.
We really don't have much of an outlet for our opinions or, you know, we can vote and look where that got us. Yeah. But, I mean, you know, we really don't have, nobody seems to care what we think, I guess. But if they were smart, like I tell my children, you know, I've lived a long time, so I know stuff. You know, but we don't have a voice, really. And so I think it's nice that you're doing something with this.
Is there any advice that you would offer our community currently?
Well, I think honestly, Jackson is way too expensive. It's crazy. I live in subsidized housing, or I couldn't live in Jackson. If we ever lost that, I'd be on the street, you know. And it's that's not good. But they are very good with helping the seniors. They're very good with helping this place and also the apartments over here. And that's wonderful. And they seem to be better at looking what is needed for older people than most places. And that's good. But, you know, everything can improve.
Yeah, I have four people squeezed in my apartment.
Exactly.
It's a three-bedroom, but one bathroom.
Yeah, but still, it's, you know...
And our rent went up.
Well, I mean, they want people to wait on here, but they can't live here. They can't afford it. Mm-hmm. Or live in a tent. I mean, it's ridiculous. So, and what they call affordable housing, they need to look that up. Because that's not what they have for affordable housing. You know, $1,200, $1,800 a month is not affordable.
Great. I was wondering what you're going to be doing for the
My daughter and I usually go to the Elks Club. Because it's just the two of us here. And we usually just go there and you make a donation and have a wonderful dinner. Well, our chef actually volunteers there. And but they have turkey and dressing and ham and, you know, everything you want. Pies. And last year they had so many pies, they sent them home with us. It costs so much to buy everything you need for a Thanksgiving dinner and cook it. So it's cost effective, but it's very nice, and you're around a lot of people, and people you know, and new people, so it's a good way to meet people.
It seems like there's a lot of Elks Club members here at the
Oh, yes. They are.
Well, Cheryl, thanks for sitting down.
Sure.
No trouble. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
No.
Okay,
not
great.
Unless you know,
that's perfect. I think you had some great things to say.
That was the golden hour, where I'm spending some time at the Senior Center of Jackson Hole talking to some of their patrons on the senior perspective here in Teton County. If you want to listen to more of these interviews, you can check out our website, 891khol.org. This is your community radio station, 89.1 KHOL, Jackson.